Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. It's time for you to leave the past behind and move forward into a new place of freedom and victory. The problems of now don't have to hold you back from God's awesome promise for your future. If you're a believer, greatness is your calling and abundance is your portion. Abundance is a part of the provision made for you by the grace of God. But activating God's supernatural provision always begins with an act of faith. Until you come to that place of belief about the abundant nature of God and His will for you, you won't be able to release your faith to receive His abundance. So, what step of faith is the Lord leading you to take? Do it now and watch Him bless you. In today's message titled, Faith to Step into God's Abundance, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches that faith is the primary and indispensable requirement for accessing God's abundance. Let's join in.
God is leading you into His abundance. Do you have faith to step into it? There is a beautiful future that God leads His people into. There are blessings that God leads His people into. A destination that offers hope and reward of eternal value. What God wants to do in your life, you haven't seen yet. But that will not happen automatically until you walk fully with Him. That means walking by faith and not by sight. You can step into the future that God has for you. We just have to take a step of faith and move into God's abundance. God didn't bring you this far just to drop you. That's what you must understand, my friend. God is going to see you through. He's going to bring you through whatever situation you might be going through right now. It's important to know that God has called us to live in victory and abundance. He has called us to live in prosperity. He has called us to that place of victory and abundance. No matter what we are going through, it's so important to take note of that, my friend. God has an amazing reputation of completing that which He has started already, that which He has laid His hands on. He is going to bring it to completion. I just want to say He is not going to stop now. He loves you so much. Let's turn our Bibles to Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. And the Amplified Bible says it this way, I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, the time of His return. And the New King James also says it this way, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That's so important. I want to remind you of a scripture that probably all of us know pretty well. If you don't know this one, then I would definitely tell you, you need to log it in your memory archives. And that's Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. We know it off by heart. This scripture applies to all of us. No matter what age you are in, this scripture applies to every single person. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The New King James will say that to give you a hope and a future. But the Old King James says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So this is God speaking through His prophet. And I like the aspect of He's bringing you to an expected end. He's bringing you to a place of destiny that He has called you to. He's bringing you to a place of abundance and prosperity and hope. That word peace also means prosperity, to give you a future and a hope. And so God in His word is declaring He's got a future. He's got a hope. He's got a plan. He's got His will for you and me. I don't know about you, but I don't want any more or less for my life than what God has planned for me. And here he tells me he's got a future and a hope for me. He's got an expected end that he's leading me into a place of abundance, a place of great destiny. John chapter 3 verse 27 says a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. So I only want to walk in what God has graced me with, what God has provided through his grace. I want to fully walk in all that God has for me. We've gone through a season of negativity with the COVID lockdowns and so on. We thank God it's no more there. We are living in a new cost of living crisis, economic downturn, war in Ukraine and so on, and political disruption and all kinds of negative things that have in a lot of ways dampened people's dream and goals, future and vision. But let me assure you that your destiny is intact. God knew about all these things before you even stepped on this earth. It means that your destination is intact. It's not going to change. Only you can change it. Whatever he started, he will bring to completion. Hallelujah. But what the enemy is going to try to do and what the world is going to try to do is to get your eyes away from Jesus and get your eyes fixed under the circumstances around you. They are going to try to get you to camp along the pathway that God is leading you into, along the pathway that God is taking you into. So let's read Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. This is God talking to the Israelites. The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, "You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates." Hallelujah. So this is God speaking to his people. You need to know that God wants you to step into what he had for you. But do you have the faith to step into God's plan for your life? That's the question. It's a question I'm asking you. He wants you to move on. He wants you to take a step of faith. But do you have that faith to step into God's plan for your life? Yes, you do. Anybody can exercise faith. It took faith for you to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you can still continue to live by that faith, my friend. Don't get stuck in your situation. Don't be glued into your situation, the adverse situation that you are in. Don't get stuck in it. God never intended you to camp along the path forever. You have stayed long enough at this place. Break camp and advance into the abundance that I have for you. That's the word God has for you today. He's saying break camp. He wants to take you to a beautiful destination, a place of abundance. But until you break camp, until you get out of that rut, until you get out of that stalking place, out of the negative thinking, you have been in that situation for too long. That's what God is saying to you and me. You have stayed long enough in that condition. Break camp out of do nothing situation. Break camp out of complaining. Break camp out of your hopeless situation right now. This is a time for the church to shine. This is the time for us to fulfill everything that God has for us. Every dream, every vision, every promise that God has given to you and me. This is the time to step into it and fulfill it. Hallelujah. My friend, this is the time to step into all that God has for us, no matter what's happening around us and no matter what has happened in the past. We need to step out and move forward. But a lot of people have said these things on the shelf. They set their visions, their aim, their goals on the shelf because of circumstances and lack of faith. But God wants you to move into your abundance and the future that he had for you. Are you stuck in your pain or loss or circumstances? Whether it's an adverse situation or a job loss, or maybe a loved one that you lost, I want to encourage you that if you are still breathing, God has got a purpose for you, and it's time that you get out of the camp. It's time that you step out in faith and just go along with God. Walk with God. Follow Him into your destiny. And then break out of that prison walls and take a step into God's purposes for your life. God wants us to get out of our do-nothing situation. God wants us to move into significance and purpose. This is because, you know, the enemy is trying to divert your attention. And why is he doing that? Because the enemy knows that if he can distract you from that vision, from that hope, from that abundance, from that calling, and from Jesus, then you are really powerless to resist him. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Understand that no matter the situation that you are in, whether it's a difficulty in the family, or the enemy is trying to throw sickness at you, or if you are going through a time of depression, or whatever those things might be, it doesn't make a difference. God has committed himself to your success, to your victory, and he's got a plan, and is to see you through the process, no matter what the cost may be. He's definitely going to accomplish what is already started in your life. We saw that when God sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. What an amazing price that he paid for you and me, so that we can walk into the success and abundance that he has called us into. Jesus himself said, "The enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly." We serve an amazingly good God. And I just want to remind you that God never just leads us out of something. He always leads us into something. And it's important that we have this understanding. You know, he moves us from darkness to light. He moves us from defeat to victory. He moves us from lack to abundance, sin to righteousness, despair to hope, failure to success. He hasn't finished with you yet, my friend. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 to 13. Colossians 1, 12 to 13. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So in other words, we are not just supposed to watch other believers, but we are actually to get to partake in all that he has for us. We need to participate in it. And verse 13 says this, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. What a beautiful scripture and promise. He has already done it. If you don't know, he has already conveyed you from the power of darkness to light of his dear Son. So he's brought us out of that darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. God didn't just take us out of the clutches of the enemy. He ushered us into the arms of his loving Son. So we can walk according to these brand new principles. We are no longer governed by what's happening around us or by the circumstances or all these things that the enemy is trying to throw at us. We can now walk boldly through all the circumstances. Understand that God is never going to leave you or forsake you. His love for us is overpowering if you will allow him to lead you. He says he will never leave you or forsake you. If you read Hebrews 13:6, it tells you that. It's time to move on, my friend. Have that mindset. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then even you will not be able to just inherit this abundance that God is moving you into. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.